I guess also the issue of the actual measurement of these markers. We've had ER for a while, and that's always been out on the table as being quite, you know, an issue. And now HER2, which is so much more important now because of adjuvant therapy. How do you, you know, in your own practice, when you see patients who are coming in with outside assays for HER2, ER, patients who are getting within your institution, how do you get to a point where you feel comfortable that your patients had an adequate assessment of their tumor?
Well, I think that that is a real problem in clinical practice. And I think, as you alluded to, it's really a surprise that here, all these years later, we're still arguing about whether or not there is an appropriate quality standard for measuring ER in medical practice. And so certainly I think if we have a positive test, we're happy with that because false positives are uncommon. It's really the patient who's negative. So if there is something about the tumor, for example, in the case of ER, if you have a well-differentiated tumor or you have a classic lobular cancer where one would anticipate the expression of ER and it's not seen, we will repeat that test on any new primary tumor that we accrue during surgery. Same thing for HER2 if there is unequivocal, you know, no staining, but then we accept that. But if our pathologist looks at the core biopsy, for example, and says there's a lot of fixation artifact on the core biopsy when we're looking at it, then we'll just repeat that on the original specimen.